I knew this guy named Phil once, and he liked saying the word fuck. I mean, he liked saying fuck a lot. So we're out fucking Estelle, and it fucking sucks, so we decided to go out in the fucking sidewalk and light up a fucking joint, and who should come by but the fucking man, the fucking pigs, you know? And they look at me and they say, what the fuck you got there? And I say, a fucking cigarette, man. And they say, that's a fucking wacky tobacco, ain't it? So I say, fuck you! And they fucking arrest me and haul me out to the fucking jail. I mean, fuck! This was Phil's nature. If you could point at someone and say, that person is the physical manifestation of the word fuck, it would pretty much have to be Phil. This is why I don't fucking get, okay? Every day I walk down the fucking street on the right-hand side of the fucking sidewalk, and every fucking day I run into some fucking asshole who's walking on the opposite fucking way on the left side of the fucking sidewalk. I mean, this is America, for fuck's sake. Where have these people been their whole fucking lives? You fucking drive down the right-hand side of the fucking street, and you fucking walk down the right-hand side of the fucking sidewalk. I mean, even if they just got off the fucking boat, even if there's some kind of fucking wetback, can't they see that the fucking rest of the fucking city's walking down the right-hand side of the fucking sidewalk except them? Fucking shit! Phil really likes to drink. And more than drinking, Phil really, really likes to smoke pot. He was doing it constantly, which was the catalyst for many of his problems in life. Also, when he'd get messed up, he would more than likely turn a little abusive. This was also a source of the problems. Not to mention the aforementioned infatuation with the word fuck, which was usually the capper, the turning point between a simple disagreement and a fistfight. What? You want some fucking change? Wait, you're asking me for some fucking change? Tell you what, you fuck, why don't we both empty our fucking pockets right here on this fucking table, and whoever's got more fucking money on them has to give it over to the other person. Now, you won't do that, will you? Fucking asshole. Well, fuck me. Oh, fuck you. Don't give me any of your fucking bullshit about buying some fucking dinner. I know what the fuck you're going to do. You're going to walk down to the fucking liquor store and buy a fucking 40. But that happens to be what I'm going to fucking do with my fucking money. But I'd rather get myself fucking trashed with my money than you, you fuck. So fuck off. Yeah, that's right. Fuck you. No, fuck you. So fuck you. So fuck you. Fuck you. These incidents would embarrass me and frequently cause me trouble, too. And every so often, you'd never know, he'd get messed up and start up on you, which was never pleasant. Not to mention one night, Phil almost got me arrested, and I think pretty much the last thing I want in the world, besides maybe getting back together with my ex-girlfriend, would be to go to jail again. As a result, I didn't hang out with Phil a lot. It wasn't that he wasn't a nice guy or anything. It's just, I don't know. It's hard for me to hang out with a mean drunk. I mean, you're fucking healthy. Why don't you go out and get a fucking job? You think the world owes you a fucking favor? Fuck you! I'm a fucking drunk. I gotta work my fucking ass off to be one, you stupid fuck. Hey, fuck you! Hey, don't fucking threaten me, you fuck. I'll keep your fucking homeless, scraggly, drunk, jigaboo ass all the way down the fucking block, motherfucker. Don't fucking remind me you're black. I can fucking see your fucking black. We get a fucking fist fight, guess who side the fucking pigs are gonna take, so don't even fucking think of fucking threatening me because you're fucking black. Just fuck off! Phil was a poet. We met at an open mic night that we both read at. I always thought his stuff was pretty good, pretty raw and emotional, though. One night at Springville, he put some chapbooks together and he gave me one. Instead of a poem, it was a short story, which, as you may or may not know, I prefer over poems. And like the weird bald guys reading their Bibles at the L at 2 in the morning, I pored over that story 3 or 4 times as I made my way home that night. Phil's story was full of clarity, compassion, intensity, and humor, glibness, profundity, and profanity. In short, it was a better story than I've ever written, maybe one of the better stories I've ever read. And I've always wanted to tell him that, but I never got the chance. We called Phil one night, and his roommate said, dude, he's gone. And we said, where? And he said, dude, I don't know. He just packed up all his stuff today, and I don't know. Said something about Seattle or something. I still have the story, and I still read it, and I think about whatever happened to Phil. He probably got killed. I imagine Phil getting knifed in a diner in Nebraska by a biker who didn't take kindly to the phrase, so you're a fucking biker, huh? Fuck you! It would be a fitting end to Paul, or to Phil. He would have liked it. And whenever I hear a guy using the word fuck a lot, I stop and think of him and say a little prayer. Phil, wherever you are, I hope you're doing well. You fucking dope.